The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's The Nate Darling Show, featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and now, remember, the show is free. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. A big welcome to the new listeners who might have found us through our Facebook post.
Welcome.
Welcome aboard.
What's going down?
I'd like to click like on your face, new listener. Old listeners, too.
Yeah.
I'll click like on your face.
For anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, Wednesday, posted the link to the show on the Facebook page, and we dropped a little money, you know. It comes from you clicking through Amazon, but I'll get to that in a second. So spend a little money promoting the Facebook post to people who might not have heard about us, so we need a little extra exposure. So anybody who's listening who's new last week, this week, welcome aboard. Good to have you. We are a podcast based in the Sacramento area in California, going out, of course, to the world. Because, you know, wherever you might be, you can listen. Jason, you can actually talk.
I was just saying, boom.
It's the power of the World Wide Web, motherfucker. That's a worldwide web.
I was letting anybody know before I made the boom that they could make a boom.
I saw that. It was a very courteous... You want a boom? I'll give the boom to you.
We'll boom together.
Yeah. Carry on.
A little bit about the show, if you're not familiar with it. Basically, this show is about the absurd.
That's for sure.
That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
I look, when I'm putting the show together, I look for the most absurd things that I can find. Pop culture, politics, just regular bullshit in the world around us and our lives. I'm looking for the absurd. Because I find the absurd hilarious. So that's what the show's about. That's what the show's about. You can interact with the show via Facebook if you like. You can follow me on Twitter, at Nate Darling. Always go to NateDarlingShow.com for any updates. Like, I updated all the Amazon links because the vinyl giveaway is over.
Oh, damn it.
But there's a link at the top that brings you through to all of their Thanksgiving options.
Oh, of course. Ooh.
Because you can buy stuff for your Thanksgiving dinner and have it delivered. There's also the link if you live in a city like Sacramento that has
Prime Now.
You can get your Prime Now.
Now.
But yeah, if you're going to shop Amazon, please click through the link at NateDarlingShow.com. Anywhere it says Amazon, go ahead and do that because we get a small percentage of whatever you buy. It does not cost you anything extra, and it helps support the show, and that's how we can get the word out to more people. Also, if you're listening and you like it, tell a friend, because it's free. It's always free. Wednesdays and Fridays, free.
And your praise, or even like if you don't like us, but you're still talking to us about your friends, like that's worth a lot to us. Priceless.
It's true. If you're really, really over-anxious, too, there's a phone number on the top of the website.
Oh, my gosh.
You can call and leave us a message.
I recommend that.
You know, I've called and left. I called and left messages before.
Yes.
They're rambling, though.
Yes. Usually.
I think we need some good. Hey, if you've got, maybe you've got a free flow, freestyle rap style, drop a free flow on the, maybe we'll play that on the podcast.
I don't think we will, but go ahead. If that's what you'd like.
As long as it's absurd enough.
It's true. Coming up on the show today, Google Translate gives a festival a very strange name. Michelle Beadle, who's an ESPN commentator, has some words for a cowboy, and they aren't saddle up. But first, how was your week, Jason?
Oh, my week, it was awesome. Yeah.
Anything in particular?
Let's see, what the awesomest thing. I worked Saturday, so that was awesome. I had a job to go to. I did a show on, I did some improv on Saturday.
Nice.
But then I hung out with some people. Like, I don't usually do that as often as I used to.
Yeah.
I'm getting old.
And married.
I'm getting married. Yeah. And then Sunday.
Look out.
Wedding day. Like, we just did stuff for the wedding.
Nice.
Aww.
Yeah. That's coming up in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah. Right. I was counting on 2 weeks from now, I will be in San Diego, prepping for it, so
right after Thanksgiving.
That's right. You got to get some titties on your chin.
Yeah, here, right. So. Let's do it. I would never do that.
Good man.
Kareem, anything good this week?
I went to San Francisco for a conference for work.
Mm-hmm.
that was cool. It was pretty interesting. The I felt like I was at an Amway conference. for those you don't, well, for you new people and those you know, I just got a new job. And then it was kind of cool. We had a there was a motivational speaker there who was paralyzed from the waist down, who had got shot in the chest by his best friend when he was like 15.
Oh my wow. God!
His friend was playing with a gun and shot him in the chest and paralyzed him. But the guy went on to become like a four-time Olympian basketball player in the Paralympics. So he won like
that's what's up.
Two gold medals and two bronze medals. I think he hit the game-winning shot in one of those games. So
yeah,
it was really cool to meet him. And then it was kind of nice to see the company and realize that I do have a shot of really moving up with hearing some of the other people's stories. So that was cool. But then it was San Francisco for a day. And actually the first time I rode a train. So that was actually
what?
The best way to get to San Francisco.
This was your first train ride?
It was the first train ride.
You barted it?
Yeah. Nice. No, it was the
You're
train,
doing Amtrak?
The Amtrak.
Nice.
I barted it right, several right, times. Right. But no, this is the first time on the Amtrak.
Right on.
And then Friday night, went to see my kid. Not my kid, but he's like my nephew at this point.
Right.
Played high school football. He had three catches for about 90 yards and a touchdown.
Nice. Oh,
wow.
And they won 42-0. And then I ended up with a sinus headache for the rest of the weekend.
Oh, bro.
Sam, anything fun?
Yeah, I had a wonderful previous weekend, weekend. I got to spend time with friends, which I haven't done for a while either. I've been busy with the move and all that jazz. Been kind of on my little island. Jazz fingers!
Yeah. Oh, no, you didn't.
Hey! You were going to say something, Jason.
I just couldn't believe Kareem did that.
Like, he went like, jazz hands over
here. I never thought he would, you know, have a cabaret lyric
it happened.
Like that.
Just, thank you for that, Kareem. Thank you for that.
Surprises all the time.
But yeah, it was good to get off my island, if you would. And it was cool because one of my best friends shares the same birthday with me and my twin brother. Of course, he came out of a different vagina 2 years later, but we say he's our long-lost twin.
Sure.
And I haven't spent time with him for a while, let alone with my brother. And we just had a whole... It started out, it was just going to be me and David. Then my brother and his wife showed up, and then a bunch of other people showed up, and it was just like it used to be back in the day.
And then they all got naked. And
there was a little fire. Nudity, I'm sure, yeah. And I pulled up the Golden Girl theme song and played it and serenaded my friends.
Oh.
Thank you for being a friend. You know what I'm saying?
Travel around the world back again.
You're
my pal, yeah. My confidant. There you go. Yeah, see.
So, you know, it was a good time. it was kind of the kickoff into the Thanksgiving season. There's not very many holiday movies for Thanksgiving, if you would. Obviously, some people hate Thanksgiving because they hate family and they hate food, I guess. I don't know. There's a movie that we like to watch called Home for the Holidays. It's actually around Thanksgiving, and it's really about having shitty family but getting through that shit anyways and loving each other.
Who was the director? The director of that is...
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster directed. It's a great film. It's a good holiday film.
It's funny. Robert Downey Jr. is one of his early films, and he plays a homosexual who had kept this secret from his family, and his family finds out here that he's been married, and to see the reaction of the mother and the father, and it was really cool. It was a beautiful movie. Anyways, had a crazy night, though. Had a crazy night. When was it? Friday? Saturday night?
I'm not sure, Sam.
My brother and his wife were driving from Dixon. For the listeners who don't know, this is like farmland. So there's like no light pollution, and you're driving on this country road trying to get to the main freeway toward Vacaville. And
which is Spanish for Cowtown.
Cowtown. And they see what looks like a helicopter, like ghetto bird with the headlight in the fog. And my brother's tripping out. And he calls me up. He's like, Sam, you still at grandma's? I was like, yeah. I was getting the last... I had some DVDs and stuff in the garage there.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm like,
one last
what's
hand
up?
Job from grandma.
Hey, watch your mouth. But anyways, he's like, Sam, run outside right now. You got to look at the sky. And right when I get out there, this huge thing happens. And I'm sure you've heard by now.
Yes.
The missile launch. We had no fucking clue what it was.
Just this big glow in the sky.
Big, crazy glow. It blasts this blue tail and then a bigger, like, white fanning thing. And then we watched as the tiny point of light separates from that. And we're freaking out. We're like, what the fuck
is that? They lost it from Travis.
That's what I was thinking, dude. It looked like it was... Honestly, it looked like it. It looked like it was coming that low, but...
It was not from Travis.
Oh, yeah. I have all the updates on this. Because when you see that with your naked eye, you can't help but obsess over it. So we've done a lot of research, more than we should have probably. And I'm thinking it looked like Travis Air Force Base because it honestly looked that low. But then we find out people are seeing it in Hawaii. People are seeing it in Southern California. People are seeing it in Arizona and Nevada.
Well, Sam thought he was about to be taken.
Yeah, for real, dude.
I already knew what it was. I was on Facebook and Ryan N. Dean, who I used to work with when I worked at KCRA, he was a producer there, and he hasn't worked there in 6+ years. 6:15 p.m. on November 7th. Mm-hmm. All sorts of cool shit happens in my new neighborhood. Watched rocket launch from Vandenberg from my driveway.
From Vandenberg.
It was from Vandenberg Air Force Base.
That's actually not what the official release says.
That's what he was saying.
But that's
on
what's
Saturday.
Awesome is because when it first happened, me and my brother and this guy who pulled over on the side of the road just because he needed to know someone else witnessed it. And he gave me his card. He's a 54-year-old man who's like, I need someone to know that I saw that too. And anyways, because that's something you can't describe to people. Yeah. If it wasn't all over the media, people would say we're fucking loco. And so anyways, we're looking up and the initial reports, NASA said they had something going on. And then there's another report that Edwards something Air Force Base in San Diego. And then the Coast Guard said something and they're all totally contradicting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden people kind of get on the same page and like, oh, no, it was actually the Navy shooting a Trident II missile out of a submarine just off the coast of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That's the story they've stuck with. But you're looking, in the official Navy statement, it says it's no big deal. It said it was a frequent routine exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't use the word frequent if no one's seen this before.
I think it's usually done in the daytime, right?
So this is something you can see in the day because we researched it, Jason. Trust me. We researched it and we saw the video in the day and you could see it in the day too, obviously.
I'm
not
probably
as astounding.
Like freethoughtalien.org or something like that. Like,
No. There's videos on YouTube,
I've seen the videos.
But anyways, the main thing is a reason why you shouldn't be saying it's a frequent thing either is we looked online. It cost $37 million to launch one.
You know that's a drop in the bucket for the Pentagon, right?
Yeah, that's my tax dollars and I'm pissed about it. Anyhow, yeah, there's a lot more I can go into, but let's move on. Let's hear about your week, sir.
Well, I mentioned last week on the gym membership with my girlfriend Leslie, and was out of town most of the week. But I did go to the gym. In fact, I did a two a day. When the morning, when again in the afternoon.
Wow.
I do not recommend that at all.
No, I would never.
I mean, and granted, it was just this half hour cardio thing the trainer had set up. But when I finished the evening workout, I was very tired. I was very, very tired is all I'm going to say.
Yep.
And I didn't want to do it anymore. And so that's why I would not recommend two a days. Not because they're not good for you, but if you are on the cusp of not wanting to do it, it will make you not want to do it.
Again. It's counterproductive in the end.
Now I'm going to do it again. We've got appointments with the trainer this week. In fact, by the time you hear this, I will have already worked out with him. But the fact remains, don't do two a days because it's one of those things you go, you know, I'm going to go two a days and it's going to be great. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. You're going to burn yourself out if you do that.
It's all about pace.
And I did it because I said, I'm going to go in at night after work and I got caught up with other stuff and it was going to be too late. And I said, you know, it's going to be too late. I'm going to go in the morning. And then I said, you know what? And I'm going to catch up. I'm going to go tonight. And then I didn't go the next day.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't down for it. But Saturday was the big fun day. The big fun because Leslie's back in town. We get to chill out.
Yes.
They got the red box and chill.
No, we got to IMAX and chill. We went to see the new James Bond movie, Spectre, at the IMAX in downtown Sacramento. I've been here before. It's the theme song by Sam Smith.
It makes me thirsty.
Oh, wait. He starts hitting very, very high notes at a certain point. I will say this. Not as good as Skyfall, because that's a very high bar.
Right.
Skyfall was a very high bar. Now, yeah. Leslie thought this movie was a little better than Skyfall. I disagree.
They kind of need each other, don't they? Doesn't this one play off of the events of Skyfall at all?
They mention them.
Yeah.
But
it's not a necessary plot point. By any
chance. No, no. You don't. You could walk into it cold and yeah. not really necessarily know. But okay. go see rent Skyfall. It's worth yeah. seeing. The opening theme sequence where they essentially blow up parts of Mexico City is some of the best movie blow 'em up stuff I've seen. Like I'm sitting there watching, trying to figure out how they're doing all of these shots.
Yeah.
And it's just very cool. It starts out on the Day of the Dead parade in Mexico City. And it's just this amazing big opening Bond scene. Now, granted, I'm at the IMAX. Everything's big.
Right. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Here's some Sam Smith.
Uh-oh.
Suffocating my balls. by the way, that in IMAX is painful to listen to. So, the movie, I'm not going to give away any of the plot points, but very
good.
Very good Bond. It was a very good Bond film. I would give it 3.5 stars.
Did they go back to like the openings? Like I used to love the openings where you always end up with the girl. Does that happen
right.
in the end of the
sexy silhouettes? Yeah, it's all surreal.
Like it's like that happened. I would say in 9 out of 10 Bond films, it happens. And
they had to.
The last three have all been like have been very serious in nature how they start.
Well, this one starts very seriously. There's a lot of homages back to early James Bond films in this one too. Like tie-ins, and Christoph Waltz is he's very good in everything.
Yeah, yeah.
He's very good in this movie. Here was the problem I had. Now, if you've been to the IMAX, you know it's hard to get up and down out of the seats, especially if you're in the middle.
Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Movie's about 2 hours and 25 minutes, so it's a little long. I'm about 20 minutes into the movie, and I realize
the bladder's bursting.
I gotta pee.
Oh dear. Fuck.
And I got a big Coke Zero.
Oh, you can't enjoy that when there's...
No, and I'm constantly distracted. I'm looking at my watch, timing it, going, am I going to be able to? Am I going to... And at a certain point, I reached... There was a point in the movie where there's... In every movie, where there's a little bit of a place where maybe you can go and not miss something super important.
Yeah, yeah.
I powered through that, made it all the way through... I made it through the end of the movie. I did not get up and
leave. Damn, bro.
Because
that's dedication.
From 20 minutes in.
I spent 2 hours
flexing that bladder.
Flexing
that pee hole.
2 hours. My prostate is the strongest muscle in my body. I will tell you that. I don't have to work my prostate out at the gym. I did that on Saturday at the movies.
Fabulous.
And then
got his prostate workout on.
That's right. I had that motherfucker clenched down. There was nothing leaking out of there. And then afterward, you know the scene where they reanimate Austin Powers in the very first Austin Powers movie?
Yeah, yeah.
I did that in the restroom after. It was just, I'm just standing there going, how am I still pissing? How is this still going on?
That's the best.
It's not, though. Because at no point.
But no, there's that. I know what Jason's talking about, that euphoria when you first relieve and you're like,
yeah,
it's almost like a sexual orgasm.
It's
like just under.
Sure, but 40 seconds later, when it's still coming out at the same rate.
I'm like, I wish I would have started filming this.
I get that because on the train ride to San Francisco.
Yeah, you're trying to hold that pee, huh?
I was okay when we were in San Francisco. We were on the train.
Right.
But my boss brought me 2 bottles of water and some fruit.
Let's just add a little on the in the bladder.
And so we got to, because the train doesn't take you all the way to San Francisco. It takes you to Emeryville, and then you catch the bus. Mm-hmm. And so we got to the train, and I wanted to go before we got on the bus, but the bus takes off like.
Oh yeah, you gotta hop on.
So
it.
You pretty much go from train to bus, and I had to go that whole ride into the city during rush hour traffic at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
7:45 in the morning to San Francisco.
So it took some time.
Yeah, and then the bus doesn't drop you off anywhere; it just drops you off like at in front of the Civic Center, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
So, you got to talk to the homeless guy, like, what's your favorite bridge to pee under? I need to go right now.
Well, in San Francisco, they do have some public toilets in certain spots.
Yeah.
But not everywhere.
Yeah. So I got lucky, and the guard at Carl's Jr. was like, I could use the bathroom in there. And I had that feeling that they had.
You know you're in a great neighborhood when there's a guard at Carl's Jr.
Yeah. At 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Right. Not at midnight. Right. 8 a.m.
8 a.m., yeah.
So anyway, that was the week that was. I would recommend, if you like James Bond movies, it's a very good James Bond movie.
I can't wait to see it.
Same here.
Very good James Bond movie. All right. So meanwhile, Ben Carson is on the campaign trail. I got a lot of Ben Carson news. He dropped a radio ad that you remember how I said at the beginning of the show, I look for the absurd.
Yeah.
I found it.
Inspire, vote, revive, vote, Ben Carson, 2016, vote and support Ben Carson for our next president to be awesome.
America became a great nation early on, not because it was flooded with politicians, but because it was flooded with people who understood the value of personal responsibility, hard work, creativity, innovation, and that's what will get us on the right track now.
Hey!
I'm very hopeful that I'm not the only one who's willing to pick up the baton of freedom, because freedom is not free and we must fight for it every day. Every one of us must fight for it because we're fighting for our children and the next generation.
If we want to get America back on track, we got to vote Ben Carson. A matter of fact, go out and vote.
I'm Ben Carson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carson America.
Jason.
That's fabulous. I don't know what the gripe is.
You are a connoisseur of hip-hop.
Yeah.
Thoughts.
It is so horrible.
What? Like, that jazz flute's so hip hop.
No. I'm not saying. I mean, like, but the fact that they can't get, like, there's not even like, man, they rhyme like five words, like,
right.
At the like in one part of it, like, like there's not even a full verse, like there's not even like a full like, like it's horrid. But I mean, it's straight up pandering, right?
Yeah,
like,
it trying is. To. Yeah, it is.
Ben Carson tried to get some street cred.
That was not the way to do it.
No. Honestly, I thought it was kind of a gag at first. I can't believe that you were serious that this was an...
They're running that as a radio ad.
Yeah.
I'm entertained by it, legitimately entertained by it, but I'm not. I don't take it seriously.
As was I. But, yeah, it was...
It seems like an SNL kind of thing.
Am I imagining it, or did they rhyme Carson with awesome?
That's what he was trying to do.
They don't rhyme.
No, they don't.
Well, there's nothing more annoying to me.
He was saying Carson.
Right.
Awesome.
Sure.
Awesome.
Awesome.
That's Carson. True. It's all about pronunciation.
You can make it work, but it was so lazy. That, like, he could have... gotten a guy off the street, paid him like $5,000, $10,000, and had somebody write some sick lyrics.
Straight up.
I mean, like anybody, but they don't, the thing is they can't find anybody real enough to do that. Like, I don't know, man. My brother could have done a way better job than that for him, man. Like, and he would have taken the money.
You hear that, Carson?
He would have taken the money and written something sick. I'm sure there's plenty of people that could have done that.
Yep. Yeah, that was bad.
Kareem, thoughts other than the street grabs?
You try and get that street grab.
I'm laughing only because I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, with the rest of the shit we'll talk about, yeah, it's him trying to prove his blackness.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the magical thing I saw, they released photographs of inside of his. He's got paintings in his house of himself. With Jesus.
No way.
Black Jesus, but yes.
Well,
that's awesome. I want
By the way, here's Here's the thing. He looks like Billy Ocean from the 80s in all of them. Wow. Because I saw that, I'm like, why does he have a painting of Billy Ocean with Black Jesus?
Listen, I would just like to say something about Black Jesus, and that is that
this isn't about Black Jesus.
I want to talk about Black Jesus though, because I support Black Jesus, and I think Black Jesus should be like everywhere.
I want a Black Jesus.
I got my EJ and Trisha, my goddaughter. Yeah. I said, I hope you know that I'm telling her that Jesus was black. Like I don't, I know that I'm Jesus is a black man.
Yeah.
Peace out. I got the number one. Because she's Catholic too. She's baptized in the Catholic Church. So I was like,
it's so funny because they actually have in Europe there are pictures of the Black Madonna and Child.
Right, right.
But somehow they didn't make their way to America.
Well, that's okay. Sorry.
Well, come on, Ben Carson.
Ben Carson.
Well. Just a day after the
he probably after somebody like you realized that those pictures in there, he took that picture down because he don't want white people to know that he think Jesus is black.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
again, this is not about Black Jesus. It's about him having paintings of himself
with Black Jesus,
looking with Black Jesus and looking like Billy Ocean.
Yeah,
I'm more upset for Billy Ocean than anybody in this equation.
Billy Ocean.
The other thing, and Billy Ocean's a nice guy.
He is. He's a total nice guy.
He is. Just the day after Ben Carson's claims to a full scholarship to West Point were called into question, there was a revealing series of fact checks by the Wall Street Journal that shows that, like...
What? The Wall Street Journal?
Mm-hmm.
Not that liberal bastion.
That's owned by Rupert Murdoch?
Yes.
Yeah, that one. Ben Carson might not be the most honest politician. Not a politician. besides mentioning the beautiful detail that Carson wore a pocket protector and tied a class every day, it reveals quite a few inconsistencies and tales that he's told over the years. One of them involves him being crowned the most honest student. He told the story in his 1990 autobiography, Gifted Hands. He described a Yale psychology professor who told students that all of the final exam papers had accidentally caught on fire and that they must retake the new, much harder exam. Now, according to Carson, who was a junior at the time of the story, all 150 students refused but one. That was him, of course. The professor came toward me. Hold on. That's right. The professor came toward me. With her was a photographer for the Yale Daily News who paused and snapped my picture. A hoax, the teacher said. We wanted to see who was the most honest student in the class. Now, the class, according to Carson, was called Perceptions 301. Now, the Yale Library confirmed to the Wall Street Journal that no such class actually existed during Carson's tenure at Yale, and the photo that he claims was taken of the incident can't be found anywhere. It's the latest in a lot of... Here's what I want. This is my dream TV. I want an hour of Ben Carson and Brian Williams swapping tall tales.
Hey, don't be comparing Brian Williams to Ben Carson.
Listen, well, they're both becoming famous for telling tall. Like Ben Carson could tell a tale of some time that he did something amazing or street, and Brian Williams could follow it up with, "Yes, I remember, I was there." So he could testify. I just think it would be awesome TV.
You might be right, but
now maybe that's not fair to Brian Williams.
That is not fair to Brian Williams.
Well, he brought it on himself. Now there is somebody defending Dr. Ben Carson, and it's not just Rush Limbaugh, because he is too. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is defending Ben Carson. Defending him. How can you not love Bernie? He was on.
Let me quickly ask you about this, Ben Carson.
On NBC Sunday morning.
Have seen some people leak out stuff you wrote 30 and 40 years ago. Is this fair game?
No. And look, I listened to the interviews with Dr. Carson, and it's interesting. But you know what, Chuck? The American people want to know why the middle class of this country is disappearing, why we have 47 million people living in poverty, why we have massive...
Bernie stays on point, man. No matter what, he's hitting those points.
Dr. Carson, to the best of my knowledge, this man does not believe that climate change is caused by human activity. This man wants to abolish Medicare, impacting tens of millions of seniors. And this man wants to give huge tax breaks to the rich. I think it might be a better idea. I know it's a crazy idea, but maybe we focus on the issues impacting the American people and what candidates are saying, rather than just spending so much time exploring their lives of 30 or 40 years ago. And I think the reason that so many people are turned off to the political process has a lot to do with the fact that we're not talking about the real issues impacting real people.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Go ahead, Bernie. This is the same thing I said about the Brian Williams situation. I can't get mad at Ben Carson for this.
Right.
Because that's a man lie.
Right. That happens.
That's not even a lie. That's a man truth.
Yeah.
We don't tell anything straight. Right. If we talk about this show in 10 minutes or 10 minutes after we're done, we did a bunch of shit that we didn't do. We don't start telling, as men, we don't start telling shit about the truth about shit until 20 years down the line.
Right, right, right.
Like 10 years from now, we'll still be holding on to whatever lie we told today.
I'm guilty.
Kind of like, well, you know, I don't know. Yeah, like 15 years, we'll start to say, well, it kind of maybe didn't happen that way. And then 20 years, we'll be like, yeah, I'm your father.
Well, here's the thing. They're pulling stuff from an autobiography from a while ago. You're writing an autobiography. You're probably going to embellish a little bit.
Right.
And you're like, what's the harm?
Right.
And then you run for president. But I like how Bernie at one point goes, listen, he's a nice guy. This is ridiculous that people are focusing on this because he doesn't believe in climate change. He doesn't this. And he names off like four reasons why
you should not like him because of that. You should not like this motherfucker.
Exactly.
This right here.
He's like, let's keep it political.
Let's keep it real political.
You want to talk about why you shouldn't like him? I'll tell you why. Because you fuckers aren't getting it.
And he hit every one of his major points of his campaign while he was doing it. That guy, he doesn't look like a polished politician. He is a polished professional politician. And that's not a bad thing.
No.
He's
a professional, honest politician, is the rarity and the thing that we have not grown, that we're not accustomed to.
He tells his truth as he believes it.
Right.
Now, there are differing viewpoints and beliefs on stuff, and that's fine. That's what America is all about, is... You know, the discussion of you believe this, I believe this. Let's work together to find something that works best for everybody.
Right.
So it was just very, very interesting. I always love the people who go, I don't want a career politician. All right. Your next dentist visit. Would you like a career dentist? Or would you like a new amateur dentist who went, you know what? I can probably do better than that. I've hated the way my dentist has worked for years.
I think I like the idea.
Do you want a dentist to do your plastic surgery?
That's right.
But I also think that there's something about to be said about the idea of the government being a representation of the people, where there's a huge representation of people that are in office that come from families that have always been in office. So I think in the way that we're always told about our history is that any man can become a politician. And that's not necessarily... And he comes from that type of... It seems like Bernie Sanders...
He wasn't born into politics. He worked his way into it.
Yeah, he became a mayor.
Right.
Then he became a governor. I mean, then he became a senator. You know, I mean, he went all of the...
He's Dave.
I believe he was on the city council first.
Yeah.
Then he was elected mayor. And from mayor, he went to House of Representatives to Senate, where he is now. So he's done all the work.
Right.
And I remember the first Democratic debate, somebody said something, I forget which one of them, he goes, you've never been in Congress. You don't understand how this works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was very telling. It's like, listen, boy,
I know how the government works.
Yeah, you obviously have this weird pie in the sky thought of how shit works. It don't work that way.
Yeah, and actually, I would kind of would rather have somebody that knows how the system works.
Yeah, of course, because you're going to be working in the system.
Otherwise, you're going to spend their first 4 years or three of your first 4 years figuring the shit out.
Do you want a park ranger who's walking around with his mouth open, looking up at the sky? Or do you want a park ranger who knows, by the way, there's mountain lions over there that are going to attack you?
Yeah. I want them to know.
Went with the park, went with the park ranger metaphor.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
It's okay with you.
Hey, boo boo, want to get a bigger basket?
I don't know.
Gee Yogi.
Ranger Smith. So the Dallas Cowboys have a player on their roster, Greg Hardy, who, he's had what some would call a checkered past. Michelle Beadle, who hosts Sports Nation on ESPN, was a little bit more blunt.
Last year, Greg Hardy was convicted of assault in a bench trial. He appealed. The charges were dismissed, and yesterday, completely expunged from his record. So it never happened, right? Hardy never assaulted his girlfriend. She settled, so we should all get over it, huh? Hardy, who has maintained he was the real victim that night, will now be allowed to carry on in the isolated bubble the Cowboys have provided him unapologetically. What you're looking at are the photos obtained by Deadspin of Nicole Holder, Hardy's girlfriend, from the night in question. Jerry Jones has called this man a leader, stood by him, and even touted his, quote, passion. Take a good long look at these pictures. Do you see any leadership or passion in these acts? Because I don't. I just see one more assault and one more case of a broken system. We shouldn't look away from these photos. Let's show the courts and the NFL that not everything can be expunged. Greg Hardy won't get any more time from us today. He doesn't deserve that.
It's a lot of truth coming from somebody at ESPN where normally they just say nothing about the NFL because at ESPN, they paid a fuckload of money for Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And to allow her to say that, and she still has a job, by the way, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. No, they talked about this ad nauseum this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Afterward, this was earlier in the week, last week.
Yeah, they talked about pretty much have been talking about it since the photos got released. And one of the different ladies was talking about it yesterday on NFL Countdown. I can't remember what her name is, but she talked about it. And her take on it was, okay, Greg Hardy did what he did. If you're upset about it, then you need to vote with it with your wallet, which means you need to not support the Cowboys, not
don't watch the Cowboy games,
hit up the sponsors who paid, you know, to be sponsors for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then today I heard this insane, and I guess it's not really insane because it is. We like to, America likes to pretend it's something that it's not, and with everything. Every Cowboys game this season has been the highest rated football game of the week.
And they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are just watching to see how badly they're going to get their ass kicked.
They are 2-6. They've lost the six games in a row.
Yeah.
And every game, every week, they have the highest rated football game. So, what does America really think about Greg Hardy?
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. That's the thing. The vast majority don't care. Besides, the amount of time you actually see Greg Hardy doing something on the field is really quite small.
And actually, you don't even know it's Greg Hardy until he goes to the sideline and he takes off his helmet.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Right. Or if he gets a huge hit or a big solo tackle or a sack, he's not a quarterback, he's not a running back, he's not a wide receiver, he's not even a cornerback.
Yeah.
So he's incredibly anonymous until he starts yelling at the special teams coach on the sideline.
On the sidelines, yeah. And the other part was she was like, we should look at Jerry Jones as a, you know, because he was a person who hired him.
Mm-hmm.
But then she went on to say, I'm an unapologetic capitalist. So therefore, she doesn't necessarily think that he shouldn't be allowed to be making money or Jerry shouldn't be allowed to sign him. So it's kind of like, okay, well, fuck, which one is it?
Right, it's kind of double talk.
I mean, he was suspended by the NFL for 10 games. He appealed. It went down to 4. And served the suspension. He was out there available for anybody. And there are a lot of teams who passed on him for good reason.
For good reason,
And the pictures are one thing. The pictures, there's a lot of bruises. You can see a lot of bruises. I read the accounts of it and what he did, and it was far more disturbing.
Disturbing
than the pictures.
In the pictures, yeah.
And it wasn't new. It's just Deadspin dropped the pictures on us. Sort of like when Deadspin dropped the video of the 16-year-old talking about how Kevin Johnson allegedly molested her.
Yeah.
Nothing new. It was just, here are some videos, here are some pictures.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's a very difficult one, but that's absolutely right. You have to vote with your conscience, with your wallet, with your eyeballs, if you want to do that. But the fact of the matter remains, people aren't going to do that. Jerry Jones knows that.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones knows that. So unless Greg Hardy does something, here's the thing. If Greg Hardy does the least little thing off the field, they've got to let him go.
Right.
Because then it's a blow up. So he's rolling the dice. I'm getting this player. All he has to do is not fuck stuff up off the field, and we're great.
Yeah. And then, yeah, as long as he doesn't do anything a season, and, well, since Romo probably won't be back, they won't win anything this year.
Right.
But if they win next year, nobody, matter of fact, next year, nobody will be talking about this at the end
right.
of the season.
There'll be something. Right. There'll be something else.
There'll be something else.
And anybody heard about Adrian Peterson whooping his kid lately?
Nope.
He's back.
Yeah.
Vikings are winning. It's just the way it is. There's a very short memory, and there's always something else to be outraged about.
When Jerry Jones, though, like, decided to have him come play on the team.
Right, which was a while ago.
This had already existed. So mm-hmm, Jerry Jones already, so that, that's what I think people were upset, really, that he would still hire him after knowing that he'd been.
Right.
So, but now we just have seen the pictures that go along with it.
The pictures that go along with it. And the week prior, there was the blow up on the sidelines where Greg Hardy lost his temper and was yelling at one of the coaches and had to be separated from the situation. And it just, you saw in that moment the anger and rage that lives in that guy.
And the other part of it was they were talking about giving him an extension that week too. So that's the other part of this.
Yeah. So it almost seems like maybe a publicist from the Cowboys released the pictures to Deadspin, so they have a reason to get rid of him because he was almost killed our teams coach.
No.
Here's the thing.
No.
Deadspin lives to fuck with people.
Yeah,
Dallas is still going to give him that extension.
Sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Instead of giving it to him this week like they were considering, they'll wait a month and for this to blow over, and then they'll give him that extension.
It's effed. I mean, it's really...
The Cowboys are going to play on Thanksgiving, and sometime in the following 10 days...
Jason.
When they don't have a game, that's when they're going to happen.
Billion-dollar industry.
I know, man.
Jerry Jones owns a building. They call it the billion-dollar playpen.
No, I know.
It's a billion-dollar industry.
My sister lives in Frisco, so...
He is going to... They're going to make that much money back.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's... doesn't get in trouble and he plays the way he played before he got in trouble, they won't give a shit.
Yeah, because on the field, he's a far better than average football player.
And he's already gotten in trouble he's already paid his time for the crime.
Yeah, he was convicted, it was knocked out, and then it was expunged off his record. So like she said, in the eyes of the law, that whole thing never happened.
Yeah.
So legally, there is no conviction of Greg Hardy for anything right now. So that's why stuff is a little tough to read sometimes when you go, oh, well, no, it was taken off. Nothing happened. And that's why she was pissed off.
Yeah. But there's too much money to be made off of him for them to.
Yeah. It's like Wall Street with cleats.
Yeah.
So
it's just Wall Street with cleats.
Let's do it.
No, get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
I don't know why that went down in the middle. All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Ben Carson. Ben Carson, Jason.
Tool.
Kareem.
Toe.
Sam.
I think I'm going to go download that rap and play it on my iPod. I'm going to go with Cool on that one.
Ben Carson, for besmirching the image of Billy Ocean, is a tool. If nothing else. Up next in Cool or Tool, Bernie Sanders. Kareem.
Cool.
Sam.
Undoubtedly cool.
Jason.
Miles Davis level cool.
Nicely said.
You know, if you were to tell anyone 3 years ago that people would think Bernie Sanders was cool, they would laugh you out of the building. But he is the new American cool. And finally, in cooler tool, Michelle Beadle. Michelle Beadle. Sam.
Michelle Beadle. Deadspin.
Oh, she's not from Deadspin. She's from ESPN.
ESPN. Well, I have nothing against with what she had to say. I'm going to say cool.
Yeah. Jason.
You know, it's hard for me to say. As a journalist, I have to say tool because she's reporting on something that's already been reported on and has already been an issue and just bringing it up again. So that's what I'm saying.
Kareem?
She was a bit toolish. But cool for what she was making her point about.
Yeah, Michelle Beadle, I wouldn't categorize her as a journalist. She's more of a commentator. Mm. I mean, Sports Nation is not a sports news show so much as...
I lost again by saying the wrong thing.
That's okay.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
There's no winners or losers.
Yeah.
Damn it, Jason.
Okay, I'm going to say this. She reminds me of these a couple of white women that I've run into lately, hanging out with my girlfriend's new friends, mm-hmm. who have a strong opinion about something. No, well, I take it back. One of them was one of my girlfriend's new friends, and another one was a friend of another friend who have this strong opinion about something, and they look at you like you're Satan for having any kind of thought outside of what they think. So that was kind of what that reminded me of. So that was the toolish vibe that I got from it.
Michelle Beadle watches WWE. She loves sports. And she had the balls to go into ESPN and go, I want to rip the Cowboys and Greg Hardy. She's cool. Up and down.
She's gangster,
no doubt,
right?
About it. She is gangster.
I was just kidding when I said she was a tool.
Well, you were.
And that's going to do it for cool or tool for now. How many of you guys rely on Google Translate when you want to look something up?
I use it quite often, yes.
Do you? Jason, anything?
I haven't had the opportunity to use it yet, but I can't wait.
Kareem, do you use it ever?
Never.
Okay. Well, there was an error in it, and it led to a Spanish town advertising the Clitoris Festival.
Yay!
Nice.
That is like a fun great time. Festival.
Yeah, I wish I was there.
Well, it's actually a celebration of the vegetable grillo or rapini. It was advertised online as a clitoris festival for months. Not months. Due to a Google Translate error. Apparently, the town posted the announcement for the festival online and put the Galician text into Google Translate for the Castilian Spanish version of the text. Now, the online translation tool changed Feria del Grillo or Rapini Festival into Feria Clitoris or Clitoris Festival. Quote, since 1981, the festival has made the clitoris one of our star products of the local gastronomy. The announcement was up for several months before officials learned of the error. It was quite a surprise. At first, we didn't believe what we were seeing. Apparently, Google mistook the Galician word grillo for the Portuguese word grillo, which refers to the same vegetable but is also a slang term for a piece of the female anatomy. Said, we discovered the Google translates any mention of grillos on any website to clitoris.
I wonder what this vegetable looks like. Have you seen any photos of it?
Yeah, it's just a green leafy vegetable. It looks nothing like
that. It's not like a bean shape?
Nope.
Nothing like that?
Doesn't look like a little man in a boat.
Maybe when you're looking at the head of like greens like from the top.
Okay.
Maybe like it like looks like it's the unfolding of...
It was nothing. So the lesson here is always go back and check.
Right. It's kind of shocking that they
online. We put it in Google Translate. We copied and pasted. We're done.
Wow.
We're done. All done here. Now, the Vermont creators, this almost made small town news, but I decided, no, this is bigger than that. The Vermont creators of Bernie's Briefs, which is underwear with the face of presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders, said the undies are just a bit of fun. Vermonters Alexandra McLean, Nick Sherman, and Todd Bailey are offering the undies, which bear the face of Bernie Sanders and his social media slogan, Feel the Burn, in both men's and women's styles for $15 each. The skivvies were inspired by Sanders' stated preference for briefs during his appearance on Ellen and a Saturday Night Live sketch featuring Sanders, played by Larry David, complaining that he only owns one pair of underwear, while some of these billionaires, they've got three, four pairs. So the entrepreneurs got to it, and the Bernie's briefs, that's what they're sticking to. They got no plans to expand the line to include other presidential hopefuls. Here's the news story about it. It's very strange. Is it not going to play? Come on, you. Damn you, CBS Philadelphia. You can't trust them. That's what I'm saying. As for Sanders himself, the candidate said he's tickled by the products. Not literally tickled. He said, it's unbelievable. It cracks me up. It's unbelievable. I guess we have Bernie underwear now.
I guess we have Bernie underwear now.
So, Sam, will you be getting any Bernie underwear?
I'm very inspired. It might at least be a good, fun little Christmas gift thing, you know?
Sure, you can wear them to a Christmas party and go ahead and do that. But
I don't want to burn my balls.
You don't want to feel. You want to feel the burn on your taint?
No, not in the least.
In the tidy whiteys. All right. So what do we got now? Oh, hey, here's another fun thing that we do on the show. We highlight a state that gives us a lot of absurdity. It's time for Florida Corner.
From goofballs to gators. Here's Florida Corner.
Headline, pulp teacher accused of watching porn on cell phone in class. Whoops.
Are you kidding me?
Porn in a local classroom. New at 11, a teacher's job on the line for allegedly watching porn with students in full view of what he was up to. Good evening, everyone. I'm Jameson Euler.
And I'm Wendy Ryan. Thanks for joining us. ABC Action News reporter Ryan Raich explains how students caught him in the act.
He had kids in his class. What was he doing?
Tonight, even the kids
are all amused.
Very high, shocked by their own teacher's
behavior.
She was
shocked.
It shouldn't be done in school, period.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says ninth grade teacher Vadi Velez Gonzalez was watching adult gay porn on his cell phone while working at his desk.
Adult gay porn.
Even caught him red-handed.
And she looks down, and there's this pornography in plain view for the world to see.
Investigators say the student, so stunned, returned to the teacher to pretend to throw something away. She then recorded cell phone video of Gonzalez and what he was watching. And it wasn't long before the rest of the school saw it, too.
It was all over Snapchat. The video wasn't playing, but it was paused, and you could see what he was watching.
Freshman Destiny Potter doesn't think Gonzalez knew he was being filmed, but says the porn was in...
By the way, behind her, there's three kids, three shirtless boys... whipping each other with their shirts.
That doesn't sound like any fun at all.
Because Florida.
Plain view. She says anyone who came up to his desk could easily see it. And investigators say several other students did.
You can do that, just not at school when you have kids in your class, because that's just nastiness.
Students in his class alerted other staff members, and they got detectives in quickly. A search warrant revealed the teacher visited the gay porn and hookup site 382 times in a span of 2 weeks.
Are you kidding me?
Holy shit,
man. You showed this pornography to ninth grade children?
The teacher already faced a judge, and his bond is set at $8,000 on charges of showing obscene material to minors. Reporting in Mulberry, Ryan Raich, ABC Action News.
Wait a second.
Yes?
He's charged with showing...
I know. Was he actually putting it out for them to see, or they just happened to see it?
It was where they could see it in their classroom. Okay. So.
Sit your nosy ass down. Get the fuck away from my desk.
I don't know if that's the proper response to the teacher watching gay porn. Let me put it this way. Let's say it was your kid or grandkid who wandered up to the desk and teacher's watching gay porn on his phone.
Teacher, I have to use the bathroom. Oh my God!
What the fuck are you doing looking at his phone? Why are you being a little nosy bitch?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you probably missed the mayoral election in Bradenton Beach, Florida, population 1482. Here's the deal. It was very close. After a recount, both the incumbent mayor, Jack Clark, and challenger Bill Sheraton were left with exactly 195 votes out of a possible 738, a dead tie. This left Manatee County Supervisor of Elections, Mike Bennett, scratching his head. He said, "State of Florida and the charter for Bradenton Beach specifies that in the case of an absolute tie, this will be settled by a draw of the lots. But they don't define what the lots are." So after discussing rolling dice, flipping a coin, drawing stones, and even rock, paper, scissors, Bennett and his team decided that splitting cards was the fastest way to settle it, and he drove to the Walgreens to pick up a $4 playing deck. In the final showdown, the incumbent mayor drew first and pulled the 10 of clubs. Unfortunately for him, Sheraton pulled an ace and in turn became the city's mayor by luck of the draw.
Oh, my God.
Because Florida. Why do we do Florida Corner? Where else would where else in the universe would this happen, really? Where it would be, yeah, where we've got a mayoral election, it's very close. We're going to have a runoff? No. It says we got to draw the lots. And then they spend, you know, however long they did deciding whether they're rock, paper, scissors.
I think they should have made them see who drew the best lot, you know?
Hey, draw lots! I drew a specifically, you know, measured miniature of the Walmart parking lot. No,
I drew the vacant lot in back of the Walgreens with the couch in it.
I drew lot from the Bible.
Turn into a pillar of salt.
That's right.
That's right. Lots
learn your Bible. It's Florida. Learn your Bible stuff. My favorite story of the week, headline, plane diverted when smoke alarms triggered by farts from 2,186 sheep. A Singapore.
Did they all fart at once?
No.
They've been accumulated.
A Singapore Airlines flight from Australia to Kuala Lumpur was diverted when a fire detection device was triggered by gas from the plane's cargo, which was 2,186 sheep. The Boeing 747, which departed Sydney with a crew of four and a cargo of over 2,000 sheep, was diverted to Indonesia about 45 minutes after the crew noticed that fire detection devices in the cargo bay were reporting signs of smoke. Now, the plane landed safely, thankfully, in Bali, where smoke indication was found to have been caused by manure and exhaust gases. That's right, farts from the flock of sheep. The flight returned to the air 2.5 hours after landing and continued on its way. Experts say the stressful situations can cause sheep to become bloated with gas. Treat bloated sheep with care. The buildup of pressure in the rumen can actually cause a partial collapse of the lungs. Furthermore, blood from the body is forced out of the body cavity to the extremities and can cause another condition. Thus, stressing the animals complicates the situation. That's according to a Purdue University sheep specialist.
Thank you for that thorough explanation.
First of all, when you get on a plane, you get up to altitude, you're ripping farts into the cushion, right?
Of course.
There, you can't help but do that.
Yeah. You know, you've got the nice little air circulation happening with the windows and all this. You're like, yeah, I feel safe letting one rip right here, right now.
Well, first of all, the seats all smell like farts, so there's really nothing more. You're not going to do any more damage.
Yeah.
And everybody's got their earbuds in, so they can't smell it. I mean, no one's going to hear you fart. So that's really what goes into it. So I seriously, usually at the point between the ding when you can turn your electronic devices back on and the point at which the plane levels out, that's prime fart time.
It's the best golden fart hour. Time.
Yeah. Well, and I also think as you're escaping the gravitational pull, everything is pushed down.
Oh, dude. Yeah, when you're lifting up like that, the G-force is still pulling your guts down. Mm-hmm. You got it hardcore. Oh, man. Now I'm remembering that whole pee story earlier.
Now imagine, Sam, you have four stomachs.
Oh, those poor creatures.
So, yeah, that's my
favorite.
It's my
totally
favorite,
excusable.
My favorite one of the week. Look, I told you at the beginning, the show is free, so... we've got silliness for you. And now, as always, we're going to wrap it up with this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
This story from the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, where I'm from. Headline: Police, 15 mailboxes smashed in Morgan.
Oh, damn.
That's right. Police say that they are investigating reports of several mailboxes being vandalized in Morgan. The incidents took place on Toad Pond Road sometime around 3 a.m. A total of
Toad Pond Road.
I told you it was small town news. A total of 15 separate mailboxes were smashed with what police say appears to be a baseball bat. Some mailboxes were completely destroyed or a home run, while others received only minor damage. By the way, if you're not aware, damaging, destroying, or tampering with the mailboxes is a federal crime, punishable by a fine and up to 3 years of imprisonment. What are you in for? Rape, murder, and kidnapping?
What 15 about you? Mailboxes,
what about
baby.
You? Smashed mailbox.
Sam.
While naked.
A naked mailbox. By the way, anyone with information about the case is asked to contact Sergeant Sean Selby at the Vermont State Police Derby office at 334-8881.
Did you just check YouTube and see what idiots have posted it to YouTube?
That's a good idea.
I mean, like, that's probably, I guarantee. I mean, this is the type of thing that back in the day that, like, you see in a movie and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do that. Like, I think it was in Porky's. I don't know. There's a bunch of movies that they used to show this in. It's one of the, like, my biggest laments is that, like, I never got to go.
You never got to commit a federal crime?
Yeah, yeah. I always wanted to go do that because it was so cool.
It is cool.
Like, that's what the cool kids did, right?
Right.
I don't know about that.
I remember the one Halloween I felt okay, you know, throwing eggs at people's mailboxes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I only felt okay because it was raining and it would rinse away. You know? But it was a thrilling experience.
That is some Sam logic right there.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't normally throw eggs, but it's raining. And
you don't want it to get dried up and gross.
Hey, maybe that's what Justin Bieber thought when he was...
Nice plug.
Maybe it's a big mailbox, though. You know, maybe mailbox, like the big mailbox, just like, hey, you know what? We need to get some new mailboxes out in this area.
Yeah.
Get some quotas to get done, you know?
Let's they need a reason to get new ones.
The sales rep out there was like, hey, let's go do this.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That was, that's a lot of mailboxes.
I am sick and tired of trying to fit this Red Plum advertising magazine in this tiny mailbox. No?
Well, I do know this. Out there, that's where the mailboxes grow big. Because if you get a package, you want them to be able to slide it into your mailbox.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to hang it from a plastic shopping bag off the mailbox. And when the snowplow goes by, or anybody drives by and the road's wet, it's just going to splash all over it.
Right.
Because that's just the way it goes.
Too bad nobody did that thing where you fill up a thing with, like, you make it like a concrete, like, mailbox with, like, you use like a metal pipe and yeah. Then those guys would have been feeling it.
Well, here's
shout.
Yeah, they're growing up in the middle of nowhere. There are people that do various things to secure their mailbox because this is not an uncommon thing.
Not at all.
At least it didn't used to be.
Yeah.
And here's what I have to say. It may be a federal crime, but at least they're not shooting stop signs with shotguns.
Oh, my God.
Which would be
the alternative.
Yeah, that's the alternative. So, anyway, that's Small Town News, and that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you're new to the show, welcome aboard. Send us your thoughts. Send us your prayers. I don't care. Whatever.
Leave us a message on the telephone line.
Drop us a note. Tweet me if you want.
Send us naked pictures in the email.
Well, you know,
no,
that's a book I don't want to open, Sam.
Scratch that. Forget I said it.
Yeah, it's for every Scarlett Johansson, there's a Rebel Wilson that I don't want to see.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
Or a Randy Quaid. as the saying goes, the people who want to get naked aren't the people you want to get naked.
Today.
I haven't heard that, but I like it. I like that a lot.
So, anyway, that's going to wrap it for us. Since we're talking about mailboxes, I found a song called Mailbox by Six Market Boulevard. It sounds very country. So enjoy that. We'll be back with another fresh new episode on Friday on NateDarlingShow.com and on iTunes. Bye-bye, everybody.